News RELEASEMICHIGAN Environmental Council Renewable Energy. What comes to mind upon hearing that word? Wind, solar, hydroelectric. Certainly not methane gas, it's finite and must be extracted and burned to be used. But don't tell the Michigan House Energy Committee that. Its leadership heard testimony in support of calling methane renewable, and then denied anyone from saying otherwise. House Bills 4007, sponsored by Representative Carl Bonack, R. Dearden, and House Bill 4823 by Representative David Preston, R. Cedar River, would respectively classify gas plants under Upper Michigan Energy Resources, UMERC, and the Marquette Board of Light and Power as clean energy and renewable energy. The designation would effectively exempt both utilities from having a cleaner, more affordable and more efficient generation portfolio under Michigan's clean energy laws. Three Upper Peninsula residents, two of whom are constituents of Representative Bonack, were scheduled to share how this legislation would keep residents like them dependent on dirty methane gas and put lower-cost options like renewables out of reach. Instead, House Energy Committee Chair Pauline Wenzel, R. Bainbridge Township, only allowed testimony in support of the legislation. Abby Wallace, Movement Building Coordinator for the Michigan Environmental Council, was one of the UP residents denied from speaking. She currently guides a community-led project to bring independent, affordable energy to Alger County. Policies always smell like roses if you don't hear from people who oppose them, she said. The House Energy Committee hearing today was chock-full of misinformation and spin. Nothing in Michigan's clean energy laws require gas plants in the Upper Peninsula to shut down. Complying with the law will not result in stranded assets or billions in costs. UPers want cheap, renewable energy and savings on their bills, and our energy laws require utilities to develop plans that achieve these things. But Reps. Bonack and Preston's bills will deny these savings. They're just an attempt to give a special carve-out from our laws to UMERC and Marquette. Marquette resident Jane Fitkin, Director of Citizens for a Clean and Safe Lake Superior, was also scheduled to speak. Her testimony can be found here. She recently helped protect her organization's namesake lake by organizing a community movement against a dangerous mine. This very one-sided meeting didn't show the full picture of a very important debate, she said. The democratic process requires the inclusion of voices on both sides of an issue, and Chair Wenzel failed to foster that in this meeting by only allowing public testimony to be spoken in support of the bill. Opposing voices were silenced today. We must be allowed to speak, as residents of the Upper Peninsula, in support of our futures and the future vitality of the UP. The Environmental Council said in prepared testimony UP. Utilities should use their long-range energy plans to show that operating methane gas plants without any pollution reduction is the best plan for customers. It also said UP utilities should prove they cannot meet Michigan's renewable energy standard through truly renewable sources. Finally, the Environmental Council said the utilities should exhaust the many options for complying with the clean energy standards offered under Michigan law before asking the legislature for a special carve-out. House Bills 4007 and 4283 are poised for a vote after the Michigan legislature's upcoming spring break. Fitkin, Wallace, and other Upper Peninsula residents will continue to work to make their voices heard.